Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of Jamming with Jason. Hey, first question for the episode. Are you lonely tonight? Kind of channel a little Elvis there. Because, you know, yeah, are you lonely tonight? Do you ever feel lonely? Because that's what we're going to talk about today, because we all find ourselves at different points in our life, maybe feeling a little bit alone. And so we're going to talk about that, talk about some ways to not feel lonely, and also talk about the band America. We're going to talk about America, but not the country, the band, because they have a great song called Lonely People that has been on my mind recently. So with that, let's jump into that episode now. You are jamming with Jason Mefford, where you hear inspiring interviews with some amazing people. Some are famous, some may seem ordinary, and they are all doing extraordinary things to positively change the world. Sometimes it's just you and me having an intimate and authentic conversation about how you can change the world around you and rewrite the story of your life by being more authentic, accepting and loving yourself more, and spreading love to others. Since really, all you need is love. And what the world needs now is love, sweet love. We discuss all aspects of self-improvement, growth, and so much more. Great content, insightful advice that's practical and helpful to anyone that listens. You're always eager to come back for more and share with your friends and family, since you learn something in every episode. So sit back and enjoy the easy listening while you feel seen and heard in this informative, authentic, and entertaining podcast. Now, let's roll that beautiful podcast footage. All right. Well, today we're going to talk about loneliness. And again, you might be sitting here thinking, oh, come on, Jason, I'm not lonely. Why are we talking about this? And so just like any other episode, I'm going to preface a little bit here at the beginning and tell you that the questions that I'm going to ask, the things we're going to talk about, I'm talking about to myself, because I'm just as guilty as everybody else. I'm still human. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. And you know what? Sometimes I feel lonely. I feel alone. And we're going to, you know, we'll get in and talk about that a little bit more probably too, as the episode goes along. But yeah, I want to talk about loneliness because it's something that we all end up feeling. And I know that there are a lot of people that feel alone, that feel lonely. And this song that we're going to talk about today, called Lonely People from the band America, is one of those that's been on my mind. I keep waking up with it. I keep listening to it, and I've gone back and kind of, you know, taken a look at the band America again. Now, for those of you that are listening, some of you might be like, America, who is that? Right. Well, let me get to my little thing here. Because it's one of those bands that, you know, their songs, you probably just don't know that it's them. So a few of the songs that you might know: A Horse with No Name, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name, it feel good to be out of the rain. Okay, you probably heard that one. Sister Golden Hair, Sister Golden Hair Delight. Da, 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 da. I can only do little snippets or else YouTube's going to get pissed at me. Ventura Highway, Tin Man, Lonely People, Sandman, Muskrat Love. These are probably all songs you might not even recognize the title, but if you were to listen to them, you'd be like, oh yeah, I remember that song, right? And so I did a little bit of research because, like I said, I've been listening to America for probably the last week or week and a half. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing an episode on it today. Hey, go figure, right? But anyway, I learned a little bit more about America that I did not know. So I just kind of assumed, obviously, that they were Americans and they came up with the America, because America. But what's interesting is it was really put together by three guys who were military brats. And if you know what a military brat is, their parents were in the US military. And so often, you move around the world literally, and often are moving every 2 to 3, maybe 4 years, right? And so what's interesting is all three of these gentlemen that started the band America, their parents were in the US Air Force. And they were all based in the UK. And what's interesting, I think one of them was actually born in the UK, so he's both a British as well as US citizen. And the other two were born in the US but happened to be living there. And so all of their parents were stationed in the London area. And so what ended up happening is all three of these guys met up and they started playing music together. And their first album and hits came out in 1972. 1972, that was a long time ago, right? 51 years. How do I know that? Because that's the year I was born. Okay, there we go. So there's a little trivia for those of you that listen. You can remember how old I am because of that. But anyway, yeah, they first started having hits in 1972. And one of the things that's really interesting about the band, they have very great harmonics. And so they remind me a lot of like Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, where they have these just beautiful harmonies in their songs. And America is the same way. And so I love their music. Big shout out to them. They're listening. Hey, reach out. Would love to have you guys on the podcast too. But anyway, so as I was thinking about that and doing a little bit more research, they kind of hit me too, right? That a lot of times military brats, because you're moving around a lot, always have to be making new friends. And sometimes when you move to a new place, you don't know anybody and you feel alone, right? And so I did that. I moved from California to Arizona, and I don't know a lot of people here, right? And so there's sometimes again where I can feel a little bit lonely because I just moved and I haven't made a bunch of new friends here in the area yet, right? And so that might be you as well, right? But as I was thinking about it and realized too, it's like, hey, these guys were probably maybe a little bit alone, and it was good to have friends who like to play music together, that like to sing together. And it was a great way for them to come together and become a band. And so, as we go through this, I'm gonna feed in some different tips for how not to be lonely. Okay. And so the first one is kind of based on what these guys did, right? They all ended up in London, and they found other people with similar interests. So they found some other guys who like to play music, who like to sing, and they started a band. So there's a first tip for you, right? Is if you're feeling alone, find people who have similar likes to you, right? So there's things like Meetup and Facebook groups and other different things like that that you can become a part of. You can get to know other people who have similar interests to you, and you can start a friendship that way, right? And so it's an opportunity for you to not be by yourself. And again, whatever floats your boat, and again, I guarantee whatever floats your boat, there's a group of people out there who are like you. You might think you're the only one in the world who has a particular fetish. You want to call it a fetish, or like certain things, but I promise you there are lots of people out there that are just like you. You just have to find them. And with social media, with the internet now, it's pretty easy to go out and just type in some things in Google search, or look up Facebook groups or meetup groups or other things like that. There's other platforms that do that. And just see if you can find some other people that are your people, right? And just start getting involved with your people, okay? So anyway, I wanted to to get to the song a little bit, because I think it's a beautiful song in my opinion. And I'm not going to pull out the guitar this time, but I'm just going to sing a little bit, because sometimes YouTube gets pissed at me when I play too much of the stuff. So anyway, but this song, as it goes on, I'm just going to sing a little bit for you here and talk about the lyrics a little bit. Pretty simple lyrics, but beautiful in the simplicity of it. And so the song starts off, "This is for all the lonely people, thinking that life has passed them by. Don't give up until you drink from the silver cup, ride that highway in the sky." So, you know, again, as I'm singing, lyrics might not come through clearly, but this is for all the lonely people, right? And I would say it's for all of us, because all of us feel lonely at some point. And sometimes we think that life has passed us by. Or in the second verse, it says, "This is for all the single people thinking that love has left them dry," right? Which again, you know, I find myself in that situation again. I'm single now again. And, you know, sometimes being single, not having a partner, you kind of feel like love has left you dry, right? Like there's nobody else in the world who's ever going to love me. But there are, right? There are. If you've, you know, I'm sure all of you listening have had multiple relationships throughout your life. And the one thing that we know is eventually you get into another relationship, right? But I love the line, "Don't give up until you drink from the silver cup and ride that highway in the sky," right? To me, that is just so beautiful, because when you think about, you know, silver cups, what does that mean, right? Well, I mean, most people in the world don't drink from silver, right? I mean, even if you, you know, if you think about, we call it silverware, but it's not actually silverware for most of us. It's made out of steel, right? And so, you know, usually to have your good silver, it was actually real silver utensils that you would bring out when guests came over or things like that. You know, most of the cups that we drink from nowadays are plastic or maybe glass. But, you know, people that are more wealthy, they drink out of things like silver and gold cups, right? And so, you know, to me, it's a great reminder of, no matter where you may think you are right now, no matter how lonely you might feel, no matter how sorry you might be feeling for yourself, eventually that silver cup is going to come along. And when that silver cup comes along full of your favorite beverage, whatever that might be, and you get to drink from that silver cup, it's a beautiful, beautiful feeling. And so never forget that silver cup will come along. Obviously, there's some things that you probably should be doing, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that here and give you a couple of ideas. But that silver cup is going to come along. And I love the "ride that highway in the sky" as well, because to me, again, it evokes this sense of flying, of being free from this world. And really, when we are in, you know, intimate, connected relationships with people, often those people make us feel like we can fly and we just feel wonderful. And so, you know, again, hold on, the silver cup is coming, riding through the highway in the sky is coming. You know, you might have to do a few things. So let's talk about a few of those things, because I'll probably keep this episode maybe a little bit short this week. So the first one is reach out to people, right? And what I have noticed is, you know, we all have great intentions. How many times have you met somebody and it's like, you meet them someplace, you really hit it off, you exchange numbers or exchange email addresses, and you're like, oh yeah, we need to get together. We need to go have a beer. We need to go have coffee. Let's go have a meal together. Let's do whatever. And then neither one of you actually reach out. And so we collect all these names, we collect all these phone numbers or email addresses, but then we never do anything about it. And a lot of times we sit there and think, oh, well, if they really wanted to be with me, then they would reach out first. Well, that's being a baby. Okay. If you want to connect with other people, you are the one who probably has to reach out. And it's okay, right? Because again, as I said, most people, they just get busy. They get busy with their life. They forget. It's nothing personal about you. So if you're one of those people that's thinking, oh, that person didn't reach out to me, they must not really like me, or they must not really be a good person. No, throw that belief out. They probably just got busy. Hey, they may be having tough things going through in their life right now, or maybe they feel like you don't like them because you didn't reach out to them, right? So to put all of that aside and just reach out to people. Because I will tell you, at least in my life, when I have reached out to people and when people have reached out to me, some really amazing things have happened. Okay. But somebody has to go first. And so why not let that be you? If you want good things to happen in your life, if you want to drink from that silver cup, if you want to ride the highway in the sky, reach out to people and see what happens. Okay. So that's kind of the first one. The second one, and again, as I said, I'm saying these things to myself because I'm guilty of all of these things, and I'm encouraging myself to get out there and do more as well. But the second one is don't isolate yourself. And so what does that mean? Well, a lot of times when we get out of relationships, or those of us like myself who like my independence, I like my freedom. Sometimes we feel like we just have to do everything by ourselves. And so we don't ask for help from anybody. Or maybe sometimes we've been hurt before and we're afraid to let somebody else in, kind of from an intimacy standpoint. And when I say intimacy, I'm not just talking about sex, right? A lot of times when we use the word intimate, we're talking about sex, but that's not what I'm talking about. Sex is a part of intimacy. But intimacy is much more than sex, okay? And if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, then I don't know. Play along, okay? But what I find so much of the time, and I find myself doing this sometimes too, is I'll isolate, right? Maybe I've been hurt before. And because of that, I'm afraid to reach out. I'm afraid to be vulnerable again because I'm afraid of getting hurt again. And so sometimes we'll isolate. Sometimes we won't let our authentic self out because we're afraid, right, that if somebody sees who we really are, that they're not going to like us. And so either we isolate and we just don't go out, we don't talk to anybody. Or we try to be what we think the other people want us to be. Now, eventually they find out. Okay. And so it's much better to not isolate. It's much better to just be who you are right from the beginning. No bullshit. Don't sell other people your bullshit. Don't expect them to sell you their bullshit either. Just be open, be honest, be authentic. Okay. But as I said, this isolation, I think a lot of times I see people all the time saying things like, well, I really want a relationship, but then they're not willing to do what it takes to have a relationship. They're isolating. They're being by themselves. They're not considering other people, right? And they're kind of being selfish. And so, again, if you think about that, I mean, who do you want to be in a relationship with somebody who's self-centered, who only thinks about themselves, is only worried about, what they want to do and is not caring for you or considering your feelings as well? And like I said, I see this all the time that people are just kind of isolating. They're afraid to get out there, and that's a big problem. So if you don't want to be lonely, don't isolate yourself from other people. Allow other people into your life. Be vulnerable. You know, be non-judgmental. Just love people for who they are. And people will love you for who you are as well. Okay. And the last one that I want to talk about today, because like I said, I'll try to keep it a little shorter this week. But the third tip, and there's more than that that's actually in this episode if you've been listening, but is being comfortable with yourself. And so, you know, whenever relationships end, whenever we are alone, it's a good time for us to just be comfortable with ourselves, right? Sometimes people go from relationships to relationships because they're not comfortable being with themselves, by themselves, alone. And so the problem is because they're not dealing with those issues that they have to deal with themselves, they're always trying to find somebody else to make them feel good. They're trying to find somebody else to make them laugh. They're trying to find somebody else to make them feel loved, right? And what if we could just be comfortable with ourselves? What if we could be okay being by ourselves? What if we could enjoy our own company? What if we could love ourselves, right? And not need external validation of other people to love us in order to feel loved. That's a great feeling because ultimately every relationship is going to go away. Something is going to happen, even if it's somebody dies, right? At the end of the day, you might be friends with somebody or lovers with somebody like your whole life, but at some point, one of you is going to die. Can you be comfortable being with yourself as well? And so again, as I've been going through some of this, I've been doing that, you know, being comfortable with myself while not isolating myself, right? Being open to what comes along, but also being comfortable being by myself. Because the reality is we're by ourselves most of the day, right? Even if you're in a relationship with somebody else, you're usually by yourself for most of the day. You're in your head. You're in your thoughts. You're doing your work. You're, you know, doing whatever else that you're doing. And often you're by yourself, right? Right now, I'm by myself in my office doing this podcast. Yeah, eventually you're going to hear this, right? But I'm by myself right now. Can I be comfortable being by myself in my office right now before I walk outside and interact with other people, right? So that's what I got for you today. So this is going out to all the lonely people. If you're feeling lonely, here's some ideas for you to not feel lonely, to work through it. You know, reach out to people. Don't isolate. Be comfortable with yourself. Find other people who have similar interests to you. And see where it goes. Just be open to it and non-judgmental and have fun with it. Because, you know, again, I don't want anybody to feel alone other than, you know, sometimes we need to feel this way to learn certain lessons, and that's okay. But I don't want you to be alone or feel lonely for very long. Get through whatever tests you need to learn and move on at that point. So with that, have a great week. And just try some of these things and see where it goes. And we'll see you on the next episode. Have a great week. And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening. The fact that you listened to this entire episode means you got value and others will too. Do me a favor and leave a 5-star review with comments and then share with others. You can also check out all of my videos on my YouTube channel and my website, jasonmefford.com. This podcast is primarily for education and commentary and does not represent professional advice. Views and opinions expressed on this show are that of the individuals and not of their respective organizations.